Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For the stone the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Amen. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Good morning to you all. The Bible clearly tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to have found that true hiding place. As usual, I must first give thanks to God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. We could do nothing separate from him. My kinsman and my favorite Solomon said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, we give thanks to a merciful God that have blessed us with seven long days and seven long nights. Has kept us, brought us around again until this moment. Oh, truly, it is a blessing to be in a position to present my body to the resurrected Jesus Christ inside of me as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, for it is my reasonable service that he be about once again the Father's business. As usual, if you have your Bibles, Revelation chapter 3, this is the place where the Holy Spirit will once again today make an attempt to bring you out of the darkness of religion and to rescue in this great light of this one true gospel, Jesus Christ and him crucified. Revelation chapter 3 and starting in verse 7, and Jesus said, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things said he that is holy, he that is true, and he that had the key of David, he that opened it, and no man shut it, and no man opened it. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. And behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. And he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The grace and peace, mercy, and truth of our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied to you all in these end times. Jesus said, I know thy works. I know thy works. It is his works that have caused this struggle that we, as the bride of Christ, as the pure in heart, are encountering in doing what the Lord has revealed for us to do by his spoken rhema word. And he spoke this into, and it is, oh hallelujah, the subject of this message. The struggle, the persecution, the trials, the tribulations, the demonic oppression, the demonic resistance and warfare that we are enduring and are overcoming through the faith while doing the will of the Father in the rhema word in which that he has spoken to us is the fire of God that thoroughly purges one of flesh works, burning them up with unquenchable fire of trials and tribulations. Matthew chapter 3, verse 12 says, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and gather his wheat into the barn, into the gardener, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The fire of God. It's not some physical or emotional manifestation of weeping or shaking, supposedly, or falling out before the Lord. I remember as a little boy, I used to see the women in the church on a Sunday, how they would fall out, being slain by the Spirit, supposedly, having no control over none of their bodies, with the exception of their right hand that held tightly to their pocketbooks. You see, the physical manifestation are experienced with the moving of the Holy Spirit. But there's a fine line between the manifestations from God and the imitations from devils. The divining line is the word of God in the doctrine of Christ. That is alive, full of power. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, our soul, and the immortal spirit, and of the joints and marrow, the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and shifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and motives of our heart. Holy Spirit lets us know in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints of marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And the manifestations from God, they exalt the living God and not the manifestations itself or a religion or a denomination. The word is the head of the church. And if any attempt is made to remove our focus from the head to physical manifestations or signs and wonders, the Holy Spirit had warned us to beware, for devils are in the room. It is a tactic of the seven-headed beast to replace the head of the church, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with one of the little heads that are found in Revelations chapter 17 and chapter 18. I recommend that you would take the time to read those two chapters, and there the Holy Spirit will give you a greater understanding of those little heads. If the gospel of the kingdom, the faith, the doctrine of Christ, is not being preached, the Holy Spirit will not and cannot move because of the spiritual law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That prevents the Holy Spirit from moving. If he moved, he would be breaking this law, which he will never and can never do without ceasing to be God. Revelation chapter 13, verses 13 through 14 says, "And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by sword and did live." You see, millions are taking the mark of the beast in their hands right now by doing freshly religious works each and every Sunday. Works that Satan direct by his demons, led by those pimps in the pulpit. They are taking, millions are taking the mark of the beast in their foreheads by conforming their carnal minds to this world and its world's religion when they exchange their Christ head for one of the seven heads of the beast, the religious lies that are told by the pimps in the pulpits. The fire of the Antichrist is a modern day form of magic that opens the doors of our souls to the demonic possession. The focus of attention is on the manifestation, and not on God and his word. The temptation, my friends, is to pursue an encounter with God rather than walk by faith in God in Christ. Seeking an encounter with God, however sincere, without being disciplined in the word, and more specifically, the faith, can get us in big trouble. I mean, B-I-G with capital letters. Big trouble with seducing spirits and spirits of whoredom. If we're not walking by the faith in the cross, the devils will accommodate our fleshly carnal desires for manifestations, and they will deceive us into ignorantly worshiping and serving the devil, and in the process, making war with God and its anointed, calling them evil, and throwing money at the feet of the pimps in the pulpit, calling them good. Oh, foolish Galatians, followers of physical manifestations instead of followers of Christ by the faith. Who has bewitched